Someone who loves me switch the radio
off. This is Skia!
Yes, people!
Up on your feet, you're gonna listen.
I want all you skinheads to get up on your feet. Put your braces together and your boots on your feet. And give me some of that old moon stomping.
Now, if you knew ahead of time that I was going to be playing a Blondie song, you probably naturally would have assumed I was going to play Titus High. Well, this song isn't exactly from the 80s. It's from the No Exit LP from 1999. It's called Screaming Skin, but it still shows that they had that they still had the ska influence going on, even as late as that. And this next song coming up is from a New York City police officer who decided he was done with law enforcement and he was going to give it all up, move out to California, and start a band. Even though it sounds like a script to a really cheesy movie, it actually worked out for him. And you know him by the name Eddie Money.
Give me full control.
so you heard Running Back from Eddie Money. That was off the album Playing for Keeps. That was his third album from 1980. You probably remember him best for his big hit, Take Me Home Tonight. Backup vocals on that song were provided by Ronnie Spector, the wife of Phil Spector, and the lead vocalist for the band The Ronettes, who did this song. They recently put out that movie about the band The Runaways. I actually like The Runaways. They were a very influential band. But the truth is, I don't think the movie was all that interesting. If they're going to make a movie about somebody, they should make a movie about Ronnie Spector. There's a lot of information about her online. Pretty interesting life, and doesn't really pertain to this show, so I'm not going to talk too much about her. Then I played 26580 by Kim Wilde. That was off her self-titled album. You probably remember her best for Kids in America.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Everybody lives for the music around.
And that was also from 1981. And then I played Alternative TV, My Hand is Still Wet. That was off their fifth studio album, Strange Kicks, from 1981. And they actually started out as a dub band, just playing kind of punk dub music, so they didn't get around to recording a lot of the reggae influence in their music, but that was one. I think they had a few more. I don't remember. I'll look it up. If I find it, I'll play it on a future show. Now, contrary to what a lot of people believe, Rick Springfield was not just a soap opera actor who decided to do the one-off album. He actually was a very prolific musician. He was an Australian actor who moved to California in the 70s. He was kind of notorious for being the guy. He was 25 years old, and he was dating Linda Blair from The Exorcist. She was only 15 at the time. So he got a little attention with that whole thing, and he was in a soap opera called General Hospital. And his biggest hit, of course, was Jessie's Girl from the album Working Class Dog from 1981. He put out his seventh album in 1983, and it had this song on it. I got to apologize for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the sound of a train wreck. That song was called Allison. It was from the Living in Oz album from 1983. And I guess the whole point of this show isn't just to play the music so you can hear the music. It's just kind of a way of showing you how many people and how many bands were influenced by the reggae and ska sound in the early 80s and beyond that. So you know that Rick Springfield, that was his one endeavor into the sound. I don't think it worked out very well, but Hey, he did Jesse's Girl, so that's why we know and love him.
But it gets better as it goes, I promise.
I actually got a request. Somebody asked me if I know whether or not Shane McGowan or the Pogues ever put out a reggae-inspired song. And I'm a big Pogues fan, so I've got all the studio albums and all the rarities and things like that. And I can safely say no. The Pogues never put out a ska song, never put out a reggae song. But in 1997, Shane McGowan and the Pogues put out the album The Crock of Gold, and it had this song, The B&I Ferry.
Nice. Dans sa chambre, Joël et sa valise, on regarde sur ses fringues, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélodie. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré.
Shane McGowan and the Popes was followed by Grace Jones. She was a supermodel, an actress, and of course a singer. She put out 11 albums over the span of her career. And that song there was called I've Seen That Face Before. It was from her fifth album, Nightclubbing, from 1981. Now, I haven't heard everything she's ever done, but I have heard quite a bit of it. And she has, as far as I know, she has two or three other reggae-inspired songs. If you want to hear them, let me know. I'll put them on a future episode. And the song after that was Hall & Oates, their version of Soldering from 1975. I think it was a B-side to one of the singles off their self-titled album from 1975. Just because it's self-titled doesn't mean it's the first album. It was actually their fourth. There was a song on that album called Grounds for Separation that was supposed to be in the movie Rocky, but never made it. John Oates used to be in a band called Valentine, and his drummer was Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone. Frank Stallone didn't make it very big in the music world, but he did have a song that was used in the movie Staying Alive. It was called Far From Over. But again, I'm drifting, and I'll just try to stick a little more to the subject here.
No! Do it again! And this time, do it right!
Here's Haircut 100.
Your hand, parents don't understand what's the right from wrong. When I think of all the things we've done, never made the rules, but counting 1 to 10 was easy. Oh, it's always happening, slowly, surely happening. Could have been another way, it looked bad from the start. What you give me benefit of the doubt. Been another day for pulling the plug of my heart. Won't you give me benefit of the doubt? Here we go again, acting like old friends. It's hard to compromise when love's locked in your eyes. Always have to stay, then twice as hard to go. But what you reap I sow, and counting 1 to 10 is easy. It's always happening, slowly, surely happening. Could have been another way, it looked back from the start. Won't you give me benefit of the doubt? Whoa. Could have been another day for pulling the plug of my heart. Won't you give me benefit of the doubt? We'll be right back.
days are slipping away as we say our last goodbye. Did the world a fond farewell? Sharing a final embrace when the lights begin to fade. It's a tale they had to tell. I'm wiping the tears from your face though I can't control myself. God have mercy on us all. The chapter's ended, a story that only just begun. First the rise and then the fall. But don't let it end this way. Before you can go, there's something that I'ma say. I once had a book in my hand that I didn't understand. Now I witness everything. So won't you come closer, my love? Now our time has nearly come. Take your bow and leave the stage.
He handed me a tom-tom, I picked up the beat. That crazy rocks and I roll, skip with fun. You may stop, man, you may stop.
You probably remember the band Haircut 100, mostly for the song Love Plus One. They weren't big in the US, they were a British band who had four number one hits. Love Plus One is probably the one that anybody in the US would remember. The song I played there was Benefit of the Doubt, and that was followed by Johnny Hates Jazz. The song was called Don't Let It End This Way, and that was from Turn Back the Clock from 1988. That was their first album, they only put out two. And if the band Johnny Hates Jazz kind of sounds familiar, but you're not exactly sure who they are, it's because you probably remember this song. And then the last song I played there was The Stray Cats. Not exactly a ska or reggae song, but you can definitely see the influence. And he actually says in the lyrics, "Umangi stomp, reggae roll." So he says the word reggae, so I think that qualifies for the show, don't you? That song was on their very first album. It was released in the UK in 1981. It was self-titled. And they put out a second album called Gonna Ball that was also in 1981. And it wasn't until they released another album called Built for Speed for U.S. audiences. Built for Speed was really just a compilation of six or seven songs from each of the first two U.K. albums, plus the song Built for Speed, which wasn't released there. So if your first exposure to the Stray Cats was their first album, Built for Speed, that song wasn't on there. It was actually written by a guy named Charles Underwood, and it was he worked for Sun Records in 1956. It was first recorded by a musician called Warren Smith, but the biggest success from that song came from Jerry Lee Lewis from 1958 when he did his version of it. And I think the Stray Cats were trying to cover his version, but they had to mix in a bit of the early 80s UK scene into it. The Stray Cats were a New York band, but they, when they heard there was a Teddy Boy scene going on in the UK in 1979, 1980, they went over there, and the rest is Stray Cats history. All right, now let's hear some Don Henley. We'll be right back.
From little dark motel room. myself upset. Stopping for some more wine. Ask directions for the fifth time.
You took it, think you got it right.
Now you're getting yourself upset. Now don't get yourself upset.
By the band Code Blue from their self-titled LP from 1980. That was their only foray into the ska world. It's one of my favorites, and I think it was one of the first 7-inches that I ever posted on Tone and Wave back in the days. It didn't get a lot of downloads, so I know a lot of you probably aren't familiar with that song, so I felt justified in playing it on this show. And before that was the band The Waitresses.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want.
That song was called It's My Car, and it was from the album Wasn't Tomorrow Wonderful from 1982. Now, somebody asked me this too. Yes, Holly and the Italians, Holly Beth Vincent from that band, did sing for The Waitresses, but as far as I know, she didn't record for them. The lead vocalist there was a woman named Patty Donahue, and she died in 1996 at the age of 40 from lung cancer. She was a heavy smoker her whole life. You can't tell on the vocals. She's not exactly a singer. She has a very unique vocal style. It kind of set the standard for a lot of 80s vocalists. But before that, you heard Don Henley. The song was called Little Tin God, and that was from his solo album, The End of Innocence, from 1989. I got one more song for you guys. This is by a comedian. I started the first episode with a comedian, and I'm going to end this one with another comedian. This is Garrett Morris. He was one of the original members of Saturday Night Live when it first came out, and he was known as being the black guy. And this was before Eddie Murphy was the black guy. Garrett Morris then went on to be in the show Martin with Martin Lawrence, and he was also in the show The Jamie Foxx Show. So he's been around, and he's done a lot of stand-up comedy. He only put out one actual album in 1980. It was called Saturday Night Suite. The word sweet, S-U-I-T-E, was crossed out, and the word sweet, S-W-E-E-T, was written above that. And this song here is called Different Is Not Better, It's Just Different. His backup band on this one is Burning Spear. And I gotta warn you, this one goes on for about 8 minutes. As you can tell, I'm totally cool with cutting a song off in the middle. You know that Hall & Oates song I played earlier? That was an edited version. I cut that off too, so that was trimmed down. I'm not going to trim this one down because this one's pretty good. So just let it play. It goes on for about 8 minutes. And I'll be back later for episode 3.
And now, as a public service to those of our viewers who have difficulty with their hearing, I will repeat the top story of the day, aided by the headmaster of the New York School for the Hard of Hearing, Garrett Morris. Our top story tonight...
Our top story tonight...
Good night and have a pleasant...
Good night
tomorrow.
And have a pleasant tomorrow!
Got to do that. that on my own.
Thank you.
right, look, it's been a ball, you know, but I gotta go.